Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. Snowblowers are the sound of the day from New York's Long Island all the way through New England with high winds, frigid temperatures, and snow that just won't quit. Long Island is getting hit hard.
It's just nasty. It's starting to get windier and windier, and it's just the beginning of the storm. Wait till later. It'll be worse.
National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Hayes.
Winds are gusting to 40 to 50 miles per hour. Near whiteout conditions with the strong winds and the heavily falling snow. There are blizzard conditions for sure.
I'm Heather Bosch on Long Island. With regional roads closed to all but emergency vehicles and mass transit from commuter rails to New York City subways suspended, it's pretty quiet, except for a couple of guys trying to shovel the sidewalk so at least people can walk.
Hopefully to see a path eventually, you know?
But it's hard to make progress when the snow's at least a foot deep on the ground and there's more falling.
It's getting worse in New England. WBZ's Karen Toomey is in Waltham, Massachusetts.
The wind, when you try to get out, you just can't stand up and you can't see. It's blowing this ice around. It kind of feels like shards of glass being driven into your skin. So really rough conditions.
They're talking not inches, but feet of snow up there. So how do you get rid of it? Boston Mayor Marty Walsh.
We have set up around the city snow farms where we can take the snow, and then we're going to use melters to melt the snow.
New York has a travel ban in effect, but the city has received much less snow than expected. Police have arrested suspected jihadists in southwestern France. CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris.
Five people are in custody after early morning raids in the small town of Lunel in southwestern France. Police say they dismantled a network that was sending fighters to Syria.
French authorities say that network sent several people to fight with ISIS in Syria and Iraq. Indonesia's military has spent nearly a month looking for bodies and wreckage from Air Asia Flight 8507, but now officials say they're pulling out. Reporter Jack Houston.
The main reason is that they've decided that the majority of the victims are no longer located in the fuselage.
Bad weather and poor visibility have slowed down search efforts in the Java Sea. Crews were able to recover the bodies of just 70 of the 162 passengers and crew who were aboard the Air Asia jet. Numbers for 2014 show a record high for people falsely convicted of crimes, 125 last year, according to the National Registry of Exonerations. Editor Samuel Gross.
The most common cause for the wrongful convictions is lies, false accusations.
He says they have 15 units investigating these crimes. Today marks the 70th anniversary of the liberation of World War II's most notorious death camp. Hundreds of thousands had been killed at Auschwitz by the time Soviet soldiers arrived. 300 Holocaust survivors have joined the presidents of Germany, Austria, and France to commemorate the anniversary. S&P futures are down 10. This is CBS News.
I'm Murphy, a service tech at a Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
I need help.
They always do.
I'm overdue for an oil change.
No problem.
Tire rotation?
Got it.
Top off the fluid?
Yep.
Check the battery and filters?
Roger.
The sprocket lockets?
No such thing.
Seeing if you're listening.
I haven't stopped.
Now, today's Saturday, and I don't have an appointment.
Now you do.
Cool.
Very cool.
No appointment necessary. Weekend hours and trained techs ready to give your car the works. Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
Now for a word from Joe Stettinius, Chief Executive of the Americas at DTZ.
Cassidy Turley is now DTZ, a global leader in commercial real estate, providing occupiers, tenants, and investors a full spectrum of commercial real estate solutions. Experience a new leader in commercial real estate services. Experience DTZ.
To learn more about DTZ, visit DTZ.com. New year, new opportunity. DTZ.
Police in South Georgia say they found two bodies believed to be those of a couple who replied to a Craigslist ad for a classic car. Bud and June Runyon vanished last week. Their SUV turned up in a lake. The bodies were found nearby. There has been an arrest. An insurance industry study says single claims could send your auto insurance premium sky high.
It is worse in some places, better in others, but
if you make one car insurance claim, the rate increase that you're going to see on average is 41%.
Laura Adams, insurancequotes.com. In Massachusetts, your rates go up an average of 76% after a claim. Why?
In the eyes of the insurance company, filing a claim makes you a riskier customer. They know statistically you're likely to file another claim and then another one after you file the first one.
She says the rate hikes give some people pause to wonder why they even have insurance. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, the Orange County Board of Education recently passed a resolution welcoming undocumented immigrant children. Orange County commissioners will consider Chapel Hill's request to help fund the FSS Fordham renewal plan when the board meets tonight. And Orange County is reporting its second confirmed rabies case of 2015 already. You're waking up this morning. There's no snow on the ground, no ice, nothing to worry about as far as our local weather is concerned. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together in WCHL Championship Sports. The number 13 North Carolina men's basketball team battled by Syracuse 93-83 last night in the Smith Center to record its sixth straight ACC victory and improved to 17-4 overall. And it was a big night for Nate Britt. And
don't know about you, but I am totally deflated by Deflategate.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07, 35 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. Actually, not a bad day. Partly sunny or high today in the middle 40s. We had a chance of a little snow activity overnight, but it didn't happen. And in fact, not very wet out there at all this morning. Had some rain yesterday, of course, but today, pretty good so far. Partly sunny. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies and cold temperatures, lows down in the low 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the middle 40s one more time. The Orange County Board of Education recently passed a resolution welcoming undocumented immigrant children. Other North Carolina counties have passed resolutions discouraging illegal immigration. WCHL's Jugmeet Mack has the story.
The resolution from the Orange County Board of Education, which passed earlier this month, quote, affirms the right of children to attend public schools in the county in which they reside without regard to their immigration status. Here's the chair of the Orange County Board of Education, Stephen Halkiotis.
My parents were not born in this country. My father came to America at the age of 8 in 1906 on a steamship all by himself with a tag around his neck. And my mother was not born in this country, so I am first-generation American. And, both my parents became naturalized citizens after several years. I could have very easily have fallen into that same category.
The Orange County Board of Commissioners and legislative bodies in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Carrboro have recently passed resolutions supporting equal access to education and legal protection for undocumented immigrants. Other North Carolina counties, Brunswick, Rowan, and Surrey, have passed resolutions last year discouraging illegal immigration. The text of a resolution from the Surrey County Board of Commissioners reads, quote, "The influx of school-age minors will have an adverse effect on our local school district education funding, resources, campus security, public health and safety, as well as county resources." I talked with Eddie Harris, chair of the Surrey County Board of Commissioners, about his county's resolutions.
Are we going to overload our school system with children that we don't know a lot about? And is the federal government going to continue to encourage the problem rather than try to find a solution? And in my mind, the more that this occurs and the more the federal government encourages it, the more it increases the action in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua for further human migration and possible trafficking. So, all of these go hand in hand.
Children apprehended at the border are often placed with relatives or sponsor families while awaiting deportation hearings. More than 2,000 children were relocated to North Carolina in fiscal year 2014.
We're not going to deny anyone a public education. The Supreme Court says that.
He's talking about the 1982 Supreme Court case, Plyler versus Doe, which ruled that states can't deny students a public education on account of their immigration status.
But are we also not under some obligation as sworn elected officials in this country to uphold and enforce the laws of the land that are on the books?
According to reports and studies, extreme violence and poverty have motivated many Central American children to flee to the United States. Jagmeet Mack, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Orange County Commissioners will consider the town of Chapel Hill's request to help fund the Ephesus Fordham renewal plan when the board meets tonight. Chapel Hill officials rezoned 190 acres last May in a bid to spur economic revitalization near the Ephesus Church Fordham Boulevard intersection. The town wants the county to contribute half of the new tax revenues from redevelopment to help pay for stormwater and roadway improvements. The plan is estimated to generate $14 million in tax revenue for the county once the area is fully developed. But county officials say when all the costs are accounted for, including the expense of adding new students to the school system, the gap between new revenue and total spending could run between $6 and $10 million. County commissioners will also get a financial update to kick off the budget planning process. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center off Homestead Road here in Chapel Hill. At Monday night's public hearing, the Chapel Hill Town Council postponed approving the 55-acre mixed-use development proposed for Eubanks Road. Councilmember Donna Bell imagined visiting an unpleasant development in the future.
I would hate to go by in 10 years and be like, right, I approve that.
Bell and other council members said they welcomed the opportunity for economic development, but in this development called The Edge, the applicant has too many requests that would affect the way the project moves forward. So the council's holding off granting a special use permit to Northwood Raven, the developer, while officials consider those requests. Northwood Raven asked that the town pay $1 million to $1.5 million for improvements to Eubanks Road. And the developer wants permission to build on a space the town has designated for environmental protection.
Perhaps the biggest way to remove one of the warts on this site, which is visibility, is the idea of potentially building a section of the RCD.
That is Adam Golden, Vice President of Development for Northwood Raven. He's talking about the protected area, a so-called Resource Conservation District, or RCD. He said if the town grants permission to expand onto the 5 acres of RCD where there's an intermittent stream, Northwood Raven would be able to build more retail. Here's Mayor Mark Kleinsmith.
I don't think we've had an RCD question like this. I mean, excuse me, I need to take a deep breath. Yeah. I've never seen that before.
At a public hearing in December, council members pressed the developer, Northwood Raven, to increase the amount of commercial space in the proposed development. This became one of the sticking points again in last night's discussion about the development. Golden presented two possible scenarios to the council. In scenario one, the developer would build 270,000 square feet of commercial space, including a hotel, 78,000 square feet of office space, and 510 residential units. In scenario two, the developer would build 200,000 square feet of commercial space involving a hotel, 78,000 square feet of office space, and 600 residential units. The council will hold another public hearing on the 23rd of next month when it will reopen the topic of granting Northwood Raven a special use permit. A development agreement is a later step in the process. The Carborough Board of Aldermen will be meeting tonight to discuss several issues, including what to expect from the upcoming long session at the state legislature. Mayor Lydia Lavelle says that over the past couple of years, it's developed into a struggle for the town to propose legislation that will be actually carried through to law.
There was a time when really we had bills we could take and they'd be massaged and worked on and so on and passed. And so the last couple of years, it's been more of what do we know is going to come out there and how can we we provide input in a way that is positive or kind of helps advance our ball.
Mayor Lavelle says they will also hear from Julie White, Executive Director for the North Carolina Metropolitan Mayors Coalition. White will be speaking about issues she expects state lawmakers to handle this year.
Here's what we're hearing is going to be coming up this year. Here are what the metropolitan mayors and other cities and towns are interested in and worried about or excited about, and just kind of get a perspective from her viewpoint of what we should be looking at or thinking about.
The mayor has several things she expects to be a part of that discussion.
Finding a way to recover monies we, meaning towns and cities, have lost due to the repeal of the privilege tax. Mm-hmm. Another is, and these don't necessarily apply directly to Carrboro, but the ability to tax incentives for the film industry. For example, Wilmington has been heavily pushing for that. And others are historic tax preservation credits.
The Board of Aldermen meeting is scheduled to start at 7:30 this evening in the Board Chambers, Room 10 of Town Hall on Main Street in Carrboro. 7:15 WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, getting ready to celebrate this week. And now here's Nikki Morse with some other news, hopefully, that you can celebrate.
Thanks, Ron. We do have an accident. It's in the median of...
I didn't know that. I'm sorry. Not making light of
that. Yeah, thank you. We do have an accident in the median of 40 West at 540. It's not causing too many problems for the eastbound traffic. Just be aware of it just in case some people slow down because they see the lights. 40 eastbound in pretty good shape as you approach the Durham Freeway from 15501. Fordham Boulevard seeing some crowding as well as you make your way towards Manning Drive in both directions. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
But Nikki, we have absolutely no problems at all as far as traffic is concerned when it comes to the weather, right?
Absolutely not. The one thing that I would suggest, though, is if you have a flight that's heading to the northeast, that you call your airline to find out if the flight's been canceled due to the snowstorm.
Yeah, because a lot of things have just come to a standstill up there.
Yeah.
I understand.
Luckily, it's not as bad as they were predicting, but a lot of areas still affected pretty bad. So, you know, it's always a safe bet if you're going to be traveling up there to make those calls.
One of the reasons I live in North Carolina.
One of the many reasons.
Yeah, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And this traffic report has been brought to you by the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. Celebrate the successes of our local business community at the Chamber's annual meeting presented by the Europa Center this Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Sheraton Chapel Hill. Tickets are on sale now, still $55 for members, $70 for non-members. You can register online at carolinachamber.org/annual meeting. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 35 degrees, partly sunny, high today of 45. Tonight we're looking at clear skies, cold temperatures, lows in the low 20s. Tomorrow, sunny skies with a high in the middle 40s. You know, we said we had a slight chance of some snow during the overnight hours. That didn't happen, and absolutely nothing to report this morning. Not even any ice out there today. So just all thank our lucky stars and keep our fingers crossed that it kind of stays that way. Crown Honda of South Point is the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point. What a concept. Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit.
This is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
WCHL News Time is 7:18. Orange County is reporting its second rabies confirmation of 2015. This incident involved a raccoon. That's not unusual. The raccoon is the primary carrier of rabies in our region. This follows 23 confirmed cases last year, and that was nearly double the 12 confirmed cases in both 2012 and 2013. Orange County Animal Services Director Bob Morato tells WCHL there's no exact science when it comes to predicting how many cases a given area may see each year, but there are data points that reveal certain trends.
The historical data that we have on the incidence of laboratory-confirmed rabies cases in Orange County indicates that there is a cycling in these numbers, and that we saw in 2014 the beginning of an upswing.
Morato says these trends typically run in 1 to 3 year cycles. He adds it means residents need to be prepared in the future.
There is rabies here. It never goes away, probably will never go away in our lifetime. And therefore, we need to be prepared individually, as households, as pet owners, and as a community.
Staying current with the law is the best way to help protect you and your animals from rabies. North Carolina state law states that all cats and dogs over 4 months of age must be current with a rabies vaccine at all times. And the Orange County ordinance calls for pets to wear a rabies vaccination tag. If your vaccinated pet has an encounter with a rabid animal, they're required to get a rabies booster shot within 5 days, or they will be treated as an unvaccinated animal. Now, in the case of an unvaccinated pet, the choice is between euthanasia and having that animal quarantined for up to 6 months. Morado says the best thing is make sure your pet is vaccinated, and you can do that through Orange County Animal Services' low-cost vaccination clinics.
I would refer people to our rabies webpage, where we have a full schedule for 2015. Those vaccinations are $10. They're provided for cats as well as dogs.
You can find a link to that page through WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. News around town this morning. If you want to recognize a great teacher in our community, the Chapel Hill Carborough Public School Foundation, which is a great organization, is seeking nominees for 3 teaching chair awards. Head to publicschoolfoundation.org and submit your nominations. There are 3 teaching chairs this year, one for teaching innovation in elementary schools, one for teaching middle school language arts or social studies, and one for teaching high school math or science. Honorees get a $1,000 annual award for 2 to 3 years. The deadline for nominations is January 31st. Coming up very soon, just 4 days away, so if you want to nominate someone, now is the time to do it. That's a quick look at WCHL's News Around Town stories. Now turning to WCHL Championship Sports, Tar Heel basketball fans have a reason to celebrate this morning. The number 13 North Carolina men's basketball team was in a battle last night against Syracuse, but the Tar Heels prevailed 93-83. That was in the Smith Center last night. Carolina recorded its 6th straight ACC victory. Tar Heels are now 17-4 overall. Although Marcus Page led the Tar Heels in scoring, which is not unusual, it was a less heralded UNC point guard who stole the show last night. Here's Matt Oaks.
Sophomore switch shooter Nate Britt is now a sharpshooter.
Britt guarded 3. Good from the left wing.
That was Jones Angel of the Tar Heel Sports Network with the call. But Britt's highlight reel didn't stop there.
Britt again. Well, he's feeling it. Why not?
In total, Britt popped a career-high 4 three-pointers and tallied 17 points in the contest, another career high. The sophomore point guard is normally overshadowed by his more famous counterpart, junior Marcus Page, who, by the way, finished with a team-leading 22 points. But on this night, Britt stepped out of the shadows and into the limelight. Just ask Syracuse Hall of Fame head coach Jim Boeheim, who labeled Britt the difference maker.
We battled him pretty good. I think Britt was the difference maker in the game. He made 4 threes, and I thought that was the big difference in the game.
UNC head coach Roy Williams says Britt's performance was made all the more special by his personal hardships, both emotionally and physically, in recent weeks.
Nate was awesome. Feel so good for him. He had the death in the family's grandfather the night of the North Carolina State game, 15 stitches in his mouth at Wake Forest. He's been battling.
Armed with a plethora of offensive weapons, as evidenced by the balanced stat sheet, Britt says the sky's the limit for the surging Tar Heels.
Well, I feel like our team is really coming together. We're starting to feel each other out a little bit more. Kennedy and Bryce have been playing off the charts. Marcus is getting his confidence back, and he's playing well. Justin's playing well. So JP's doing what he does. So I feel like when we have everyone working and doing their job, we can be really good.
But not all was rosy for the Tar Heels. At the half, Coach Williams had plenty of ammo for his locker room speech. He had 13 bullets in his gun. Those bullets represented the 13 turnovers committed by the Tar Heels in the opening 20 minutes of action.
First half, I thought they outcompeted us, and our turnovers led to 16 points. And you can't have 13 turnovers in a half and have a team outscore you 16-2. So I challenged them with the toughness in the second half. We still turned it over a couple of times, but I did think that we were much tougher physically and mentally, probably more so mentally. And I think that yeah, it just helps when the ball goes in the basket.
Boy, did the Tar Heels ever respond, to the tune of 58 second-half points against the famed Orange Zone. Up next for Carolina comes a tough road trip out to number 10 Louisville for a 4 p.m. tip-off Saturday afternoon in the KFC Yum Center. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
All in all, quite an impressive win last night for Carolina, the first time Syracuse had ever played here in Chapel Hill. The Charlotte Hornets have some tough days ahead, going without their leading scorer. Kemba Walker will undergo surgery tomorrow in New York to repair a torn lateral meniscus in his left knee. The team said in a press release late yesterday that a timeline for Kemba Walker's recovery will be determined following surgery. The fourth-year point guard is Charlotte's leading scorer this season, averaging 18.8 points a game. He's tied for sixth in the NBA in assists per turnover ratio, 3-1. Walker flew to New York to have a second opinion on his knee. Hornets say that Dr. David Altchek confirmed team orthopedic physician Marcus Cook's previous diagnosis, although the team previously only listed Walker as having a cyst on that knee. Brian Roberts expected to step into the starting lineup for Walker, but that is quite a loss for the Hornets, who've actually been playing really well as of late. 725 at WCHL. Good morning. I'm Ryan Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Don't know about you, but I am totally deflated by Deflategate. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. My team is in the Super Bowl, and what has gone on since the Patriots won the AFC Championship has just about ruined all the fun of rooting every week during the regular season, getting psyched up for the playoffs, and then celebrating when they made it back to the NFL's ultimate game. So I ask myself these questions. While Bill Belichick and Tom Brady might have been caught off guard by the news about 11 deflated footballs Monday morning, some would say they were acting guilty of sin. What has happened since then? Belichick, Brady, and owner Robert Kraft are like family, and I am sure they have all discussed this during their own internal investigation. If Belichick were as sleazy and sneaky as some say, would he have called his own press conference Saturday to detail what he had learned and definitively deny anything was done to tamper with the footballs? If they did cheat, they would play the Super Bowl and wait to see if the NFL found anything after its own probe. Instead, Belichick put his own job on the line. And would Kraft lead off the Super Bowl media week by making his own statement that he talked with his coach and quarterback, say they have never lied to him, and wants an apology from the NFL if the investigation turns up no wrongdoing? Kraft also should have added an apology from the out-of-control media. From bankrupt and bitter Mark Brunell to complete airhead Troy Aikman, who, by the way, could lose his job over this, the horde of talking heads has jumped to so many conclusions that they must have deflated lungs by now. When Fox Sports broke the news about a locker room attendant supposedly taking the balls from the officials more than 2 hours before the game and putting them in a waiting area until the team took the field, did it bother to ask any other NFL team what they do with their balls after the officials approve them? Almost every respected former player on the tube insisted Brady cheated some way or another, even though he was far better against the Colts with fully inflated balls in the second half than he was with the so-called flat balls in the first half. Win or lose Sunday, the Patriots have already been branded as guilty, and a Hall of Fame quarterback deemed a liar across the national media before any facts are in. And that literally makes me sick. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by AT&T Wireless.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ron, did you know the second most common New Year's resolution is to quit smoking cigarettes? And we at the Vapor Girl family want to help all those folks make their resolution a reality.
That's great. Smoking-related illnesses kill 250,000 people a year.
And we want to reduce that number to zero as soon as possible. Our customers have quit cigarettes and stayed quit with the Vapor Girl. So we know our premium e-juice, high-quality products, and super helpful customer service can help thousands more get off cigarettes for good.
Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on retail vapor bar locations.
Tar Heels, where will you live next year? Decide at the Daily Tar Heels Housing Fair on February 4th from 10 to 2 in the Great Hall of the Union. Enjoy free food and prizes and find your new home with friendly help from more than 40 housing choices. At 12 noon, we announce the lucky winners of a Coach Williams autographed basketball, a first campus lottery pick, and more prizes. So come on out to the DTH Housing Fair, February 4th from 10 to 2. Find your place and show your Carolina.
Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Meet your friends for a delicious lunch or dinner of skillfully prepared contemporary American cuisine. Browse the wine shop for an intriguing bottle to take home, or just relax at the beautiful candlelit bar with a spicy margarita or frosty craft beer. Glass Half Full, good food, fine wine, and lots of fun too. Visit us online at glasshalffullcarborough.com.
7:30, WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers. It's 35 degrees, partly sunny, high today 45 tonight, clear, cold, low in the low 20s. And then tomorrow we're looking at sunshine with a high in the middle 40s. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Big storm focused on New England.
As of right now, we have blizzard warnings, okay, in effect from the east end of Long Island all the way up through the coast of Maine, right to the Canadian border.
WCBS meteorologist Lonnie Quinn, how much more snow will fall in New England?
Anywhere along the coast, you're looking at another foot on top of what you've already have, if not more. You go well inland in portions of New England, it's another 3 to 6 inches.
Jerika Duncan can feel the storm in Portland, Maine.
That wind is starting to whip, even though it's very soft snow. When that wind whips up and smacks you in the face, it definitely stings.
In Boston, where they've gotten a foot or so of snow, Governor Charlie Baker sized up things.
I would say at this point, yeah, there has been less than was expected. I think in the end, we're going to end up with somewhere between 18 and 20 inches.
Correspondent Anna Werner.
When you talk about plowing the streets, this light snow, you plow it away. It has a tendency, a lot of it, to come back after these plows come through because the wind just blows it right back onto the street.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 35 degrees in Chapel Hill, 34 this morning in Carrboro. I'm Rod Stutz. Big win for Carolina's basketball team last night over the Orange of Syracuse, 93-83. More on that coming up in just a little while here. The Carrboro Board of Aldermen will be meeting tonight to discuss several issues, including what to expect from the upcoming long session at the state legislature. Mayor Lydia Lavelle says that over the past couple of years, it's developed into a real struggle for the town to propose legislation that will actually be carried through to law.
There was a time when really we had bills we could take and they'd be massaged and worked on and so on and passed. And so the last couple of years, it's been more of what do we know is going to come out there and how can we provide input in a way that is positive or kind of helps advance our ball.
Mayor Lavelle says that they will also hear tonight from Julie White. White is executive director for the North Carolina Metropolitan Mayor's Coalition. White will be speaking tonight about issues she expects state lawmakers to handle this year.
Here's what we're hearing is going to be coming up this year. Here are what the metropolitan mayors and other cities and towns are interested in and worried about. or excited about, and just kind of get a perspective from her viewpoint of what we should be looking at or thinking about.
Mayor LaBelle has several things she expects to be part of that discussion.
Finding a way to recover monies we, meaning towns and cities, have lost due to the repeal of the privilege tax. Another is, and these don't necessarily apply directly to Carrboro, but the ability to tax incentives for the film industry. For example, Wilmington has been heavily pushing for that. And others are historic tax preservation credits.
The Board of Aldermen meeting is scheduled to start at 7:30 this evening in the Board Chambers, Room 110 at Town Hall on Main Street in Carrboro. And, of course, if you live in Carrboro, you're certainly invited to be there. At Monday night's public hearing, the Chapel Hill Town Council postponed approving the 55-acre mixed-use development proposed for Eubanks Road. It's called The Edge. Councilmember Donna Bell imagined visiting an unpleasant development in the near future.
I would hate to go by in 10 years and be like, oh, ooh, right, I approve that.
Bell and other council members said they welcome the opportunity for economic development, but in this particular development called The Edge, the applicant has too many requests that would affect the way the project moves forward. So the council is holding off on granting a special use permit to Northwood Raven, the developer, while officials consider those requests. Northwood Raven asked that the town pay $1 to $1.5 million for improvements to Eubanks Road. And the developer wants permission to build on a space the town has designated previously as a space for environmental protection.
Perhaps the biggest way to remove one of the warts on this site, which is visibility, is the idea of potentially building in a section of the RCD.
That is Adam Golden, Vice President of Development for Northwood Raven. He's talking about the protected area, a so-called Resource Conservation District, otherwise known as RCD. He said if the town grants permission to expand onto the 5 acres of RCD where there's an intermittent stream, Northwood Raven would be able to build more retail. Here's Mayor Mark Kleinsmith.
I don't think we've had an RCD question like this. I mean, excuse me, I need to take a deep breath. Yeah. I've never seen that before.
At a public hearing back in December, council members pressed the developer to increase the amount of commercial space in the proposed development. This became one of the sticking points again in last night's discussion. Golden presented two possible scenarios. In scenario one, the developer would build 270,000 square feet of commercial space, including a hotel, 78,000 square feet of office space, and 510 residential units. In scenario two, the developer would build 200,000 square feet of commercial space, including a hotel, 78,000 square feet of office space, and 600 residential units. The council will hold another public hearing on the 23rd of next month when it will reopen the topic of granting Northwood Raven a special use permit. A development agreement is a later step in the process. Orange County commissioners will consider Chapel Hill's request to help fund the Ephesus Fordham renewal plan when the board meets tonight. Chapel Hill officials rezoned 190 acres last May in a bid to spur economic revitalization near the Ephesus Church Fordham Boulevard intersection. The town wants the county to contribute half of the new tax revenues from redevelopment to help pay for stormwater and roadway improvements. The plan is estimated to generate $14 million in tax revenue for the county once the area gets fully redeveloped. But county officials say when all costs are accounted for, including the expense of adding new students to the school system, the gap between new revenue and total spending could run between $6 and $10 million. County commissioners will also get a financial update to kick off the budget planning process. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center here in Chapel Hill. And the public school agenda at the upcoming General Assembly session will almost certainly involve raising minimum salaries for teachers and considering what merit pay should look like here in North Carolina. Otherwise, the K-12 education agenda before the legislature is largely up in the air heading into tomorrow when lawmakers reconvene for this year's work period. Governor Pat McCrory and legislative leaders sound committed to completing a two-year plan to raise the floor for teacher pay from $30,800 to $35,000. It rose to $33,000 this year as part of a broader pay overhaul that benefited early career teachers most. Other lawmakers would like to see more money for veteran teachers. Senate leader Phil Berger has been talking up higher pay for high-performing teachers. Governor McCrory offered a merit pay plan last year. WCHL News Time 7:38. Nikki Morris joins us now. And Nikki, a very good win for the Tar Heels last night. 93-83 over Syracuse. And Roy says Tar Heels didn't play all that well in the first half. Had too many turnovers. But in the second half, they came out fired up and really put that game away. Nate Britt, the star last night, for sure.
Very good game. You know, my theory on the maybe not playing well in the first half was the fact that those orange uniforms are really distracting.
Yeah, they're kind of glaring.
Wow.
You really think that?
Well, it would be for me.
Okay. Well.
Not the most flattering color. No. No, orange doesn't look good on anybody. I'm sorry.
Really?
It doesn't. Well, certain shades are okay, but no, not that shade. I mean, that is orange. It's orange.
I have an orange shirt I'm going to wear. Sometimes, I guess you haven't seen it. I have to wear it one day soon.
I obviously haven't seen it because I haven't made a comment on it.
That's true. That's true. So I have to wear it one day just for you.
Oh, joy. Can't wait.
Well, I know. I ran into Susan Murray yesterday in the hallway. It's a rare Susan Murray sighting because she's hardly ever around here. She's always out in the community taking pictures of everything. But I'm wondering what's going on at chapelrow.com this morning.
Well, we've got several things, and I'll get to Susan Murray just momentarily. But Allison Driscoll went to the ACLA Museum to celebrate the art of drawing. She has a great article there about the exhibit that contains like 80 drawings from 18th century French artists, and it runs through April 5th. So if you haven't gotten a chance to go over there and check it out, do so. They actually even have magnifying glasses on display there that you can take and peruse the drawings with, so you can actually take a closer look at the actual strokes that the artists use, which is pretty neat, I think, you know, to get real up close perspective like that.
And then you can draw your own conclusions.
Matt Oakes takes
over there
you
pretend that it's a monocle. I take the magnifying glass.
You know, I would just go to that just so I could see that happen.
Sure.
Yeah,
walk in my
around
shirt too.
Yeah, you probably need the monocles for other reasons.
Yeah, I do.
Matt Oakes takes you through last night's UNC victory over Syracuse. Speaking of the game, and Susan Murray, as you mentioned earlier. Oh, there's an orange pen. Thank you. Susan Murray was at the Meet the Author Tea with James Maxey at the Chapel Hill Public Library. He's this month's Meet the Author Tea, and he's none other than the 2015 Piedmont Laureate. And guess what? I went to school with his wife. Hey, Cheryl.
No kidding.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Wow.
She was in my class at Orange High School.
Yeah. Did you complain about it when you were there?
Probably.
Probably no. Sorry.
You know. I know. I'm probably offending everyone out there who's an Orange fan, and I apologize. It's a personal opinion. It has nothing to do with anything else.
Most of your opinions have nothing to do with anything else.
Very true.
My old high school, the colors were orange and black.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing we have in common.
That's exactly right.
It's crazy.
Of course, it was like three generations before yours. So.
And since then, they've painted the school what?
I think it's actually,
or they tore it down when?
It's been torn down. I don't think it's there anymore.
I'm never going back to my old school.
All right. Hey.
Thank you. Yeah, all right.
You're certainly welcome. Today's commentary on the way from, let's see, who is it? Oh, Lee Storrow. He says we need more meeting space in our community.
Mm.
And we're talking about future development all the time. And that's just one thing to keep in mind. And that is up next.
The year-end carryover sales event is happening now at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. If you think you missed the awesome year-end sales incentives when the clock struck midnight on December 31st, you're in luck. The year-end event continues through January only at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. During the year-end carryover sales event, leases start at $209 per month, such as a 2015 Subaru Impreza 2.0i Premium for $209 per month. That's right. New Subaru leases start at $209 per month at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. We also have finance rates as low as 0.9% on select models. Listen to what Matt had to say about his Performance Subaru experience.
I bought my first Subaru from Performance Subaru and couldn't have been more satisfied with the experience. I worked with Galen Ferboni and his sales manager, Anna Latta, and they were very easy to work with, low pressure, and gave me a great deal on the car I purchased.
Now that's a wow. Visit PerformanceSubaru.com where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
E5515 FJF11. 42-month lease with 10K miles per year based on MSRP of $23,504 and selling price of $22,299 with $2,528 due assignment. Includes tax, tag, and $649 admin fee. $0 security deposit. Dealer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery by January 31st.
This is Kit Malou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, while you've been out helping people make life-changing decisions, I've been thinking about how people find a house or an agent.
Sammy Martin, all business all the time. You know, I've been thinking about it too. People used to look at the newspaper and pick up their rotary phone, but no more, right? Billboards seem to be making a comeback.
No, they're not. People go to real estate websites. They register and read what some formula says a home is worth. Then the unsolicited calls and emails start. These sites do the best they can, but our business is about a lot more than numbers. We know the market. They use algorithms.
If an agent wants to be considered an expert in the local market by any of these sites, all they need is a credit card. Every single agent at Franklin Street Realty has lived and worked in Chapel Hill for at least 20 years. That's what expertise is about.
Use the internet for what it's worth, preferably our site, but then call someone who can help you make sense of it all.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Coleman Huntoon & Brown brings you this week's Tax Bite, our expert tax tips to help you with your financial and tax planning needs. Have you had your annual estate plan checkup? Because various exclusion, exemption, and deduction amounts are adjusted for inflation, they can change from year to year, impacting your plan. If you haven't had your annual estate plan checkup or don't yet have an estate plan, please contact us. That's your Tax Bite of the Week from Coleman Huntoon & Brown, and you can find more on chapelboro.com.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
You were waking up this morning thinking you might see snow on the ground or ice or anything like that. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you because we ain't got none of that. It's 744 WCHL, 35 degrees right now.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lee Storo. Chapel Hill and Orange County have a need for more meeting space, a major facility that includes space for conventions, meetings, and trade shows, along with performing arts and athletic events. While we need larger meeting space, a convention center might not be the perfect solution for Chapel Hill. Challenges around parking, staffing, and adequate load-in space make the logistics of building a convention center difficult for our community. But the lesson about how we can expand meeting space to bring in large-scale events is something we should be focused on. New hotels will likely be built in Chapel Hill in the coming years, and town leaders should work with them to ensure meeting room space is included in their design. We should also look to strategic locations like the library, Extraordinary Ventures, and the Friday Center to promote their venues as options for conferences and large-scale meetings. Tourism and visitor spending is good for our economy. Let's all think creatively about how we can increase meeting space and better utilize the stock that we currently have in the years to come. This is Lee Storo.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hi, this is Greg Overbeck for the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. We've been running ads on CHL for a while, encouraging you to support your community and dine locally. We wanted you to know that we'd obviously love it if you chose Squid, Spanky's, or 411 West every night. But when you decide to dine somewhere else, please choose one of the many fine, locally owned, independent restaurants in the area. Why independent? Well, chains spend their money back at corporate headquarters in Chicago or New York or LA, but not locally. A recent study showed that locally owned restaurants reinvest in their communities at three times the rate the chains do. In the long run, the fact that local businesses do business locally leads to more resources for our community. Better schools, better teachers, more public services. You're not saving the world when you go out to eat, but every little bit makes a difference. So please, support your community and dine locally. Thanks again from the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group.
Why pay for dental benefits if you're not going to use them? It's time to schedule now to get your maximum benefits met by year's end. The Kennedy Dental Group is one of the few practices in Chapel Hill that files all claims from their office at 1721 East Franklin Street. Consistently rated among the best practices in the Triangle, the Kennedy Dental Group continues to be on the cutting edge of family dentistry while emphasizing the utmost in customer care. Call for an appointment at 919-967-9291 or go to kennedydentalgroup.com.
Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you're always good to go. Now here's someone who's also always good to go.
Oh, thank you.
Nikki Morse.
Well, Ron, the fortunate thing, as you were saying earlier, is we don't have any snow on the ground in this area, which, you know, that we might have had some a little bit more towards the Virginia border, but nothing significant, and the ground isn't freezing, so it's not going to last for any length of time, but they do have some school delays in that area. And just to be on the safe side, if you have a flight that is heading to the Northeast today that you've been planning for a while, you may want to call the airlines to make sure that it hasn't been canceled. We do have an accident clearing in the median of 40 West at 540, not causing too many significant problems there. 40 Eastbound crowded in segments as you approach Highway 54 out to the Durham Freeway. You may see some slow spots now. Fordham Boulevard also crowded between Manning Drive and 54 in both directions. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. And Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace is where you can fuel up each morning with Cruiser's Fresh Brew Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. Always. Cruiser's. Good to go. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill cover weather forecast. Seriously, we were thinking that we might get a little snow overnight. Didn't happen. Nothing out there. Partly sunny today. High today in the middle 40s. We're starting out at 35 degrees this morning. Not so bad. 35 in Chapel Hill, 34 in Carborough, where it's always a degree cooler. It also happens to be 34 this morning in Hillsborough. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies, cold temperatures, lows in the low 20s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the middle 40s. And look ahead a little bit. Wednesday night, clear. And then we will get a few clouds moving in overnight. Cold temperatures, lows in the middle 20s. On Thursday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon and the high in the upper 40s. But again, no mention of any precipitation in our forecast until Thursday afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, 749 WCHL, Ron Stutz here, and Dr. Wayne Pond is about to join us now, and the excitement level is about to bump up as it always does when Dr. Pond comes on board with our word of the day. Say the word, you'll be free. Yes, sir. Say the word and be like me. That's what we want more than anything else, for everybody to be like Wayne Pond.
Maybe not so much this morning after you heard the word of the day. Huh?
Oh, my.
Really? Are you going to depress us or scare us or what?
Well, actually, I was in a celebratory mood after the Tar Heel victory last night.
Yeah.
I thought I'd dig up a word here and actually not dig it up so much as take it out of the wine cellar and have a little sip and see if that helps your disposition.
I'll drink to that.
You're, Ron, you know, you're always so surly in the mornings. We need to work on that.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
true.
I'm on very thin ice here on the pronunciation. I do Spanish pretty well, or passably well, but French, that's another story. The word of the day, I think I'm saying this correctly, Armagnac. I may be adding a little cook at the end there that isn't necessary.
Is Armagnac in relation to Armand Lenchek?
Who's what? The first cousin of the first girl you dated down in Rockingham. Is that it? Or Rockingham County or wherever the hell it is you came from?
Very well put, Wayne.
Yeah. I have to tell you, Nikki, Ron's genealogical background, that's a little shady. You don't want to go into that too much, though.
Not too many DNA strands, eh?
Yeah, but that, again, nothing to do with the word of the day. A-R.
Wherever the hell I came from. I love it.
Armagnac. I hope that's the way you pronounce it, Armagnac. This is... as I say, a little celebratory sip this morning. It's kind of brandy. According to the wordsmith, Armagnac, again, I'm aiming that in a general direction, not sure about the pronunciation, traditionally made in Aquitaine in southwest France and named for actually a district in Aquitaine.
Uh-huh.
Ron, are you in your years of heavy drinking and alcohol experience? You bumped up against this stuff, any?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Well, at least you can't remember.
Or confess. Either one. You know.
That's true.
Okay, Armagnac, Armagnac, a type of brandy. So here's a little bit and a little snifter, that is, for for Nikki and one for Ron and one for me. So let's celebrate the Tar Heel victory, shall we?
And one for Armand Linchek.
Yeah, one for Armand. Who? What was that again?
Armand Linchek. He's a good guy. He lives here in Chapel Hill.
Okay, well, hey, listen, apologies if that's a living human being.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Hey, and Wayne?
Okay. Yeah.
Just so you know, I took Southern French in high school, too, so I get it.
Did you?
Southern French.
I sure did.
Yeah. Bonjour, y'all, huh?
Parlez-vous français.
All right.
It was a white night, and well, we all rode in and did the best we could. Hey,
we'll be off the rails. I'll talk to you in the morning. Be good. Bye-bye.
Thank you, buddy. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, define it. And if you could do all that before anybody else, then you will win a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL. And once again, here is the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Two cowboy ranchers in Texas, they each had their own horse, but they could never tell them apart. So the first cowboy said, "I've got it." Second cowboy said, "What?" "I'll shave the mane on my horse." "Let's do it." So the cowboy shaves the mane on his horse. But after a while, the mane grew back. Cowboys are still having a really hard time telling them apart. So the one cowboy said, "I've got it." "What? What? What's your idea now?" said the other. "I'll cut the tail on my horse really small." "All right, let's do it." So he cut the tail really short. But after a while, it grew back. The second cowboy said, "Okay, this time I've got it. You take the black one, and I'll take the white one."
I'm glad it turned out to be something so simple.
Oh, yeah.
But I was really getting scared where you were going with that. Oh, my goodness. 7:55 at WCHL. Good morning.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Lori Clark has nominated her mom to be our hometown hero today, Dolores Clark. Lori, why is Dolores so special?
Because she is so passionate about working in the community and does everything she can possibly do to help people in our church and people in the community that are less fortunate, to provide transportation or just to provide any type of assistance.
I have heard it said that Dolores has the biggest heart in all of Carrboro, and that she has been and still is your inspiration every day.
Absolutely. She inspires me to be the best that I can possibly be and to do the things that I do with integrity and to also have compassion. Even the work that I do with Blue Ribbon and providing support to students, I do in honor of her legacy and the things that she taught me growing up during my entire lifetime, and I honor her every day.
I understand that she is in her 80s now, although it's really hard to tell that, but she still goes out in her blue van and takes kids to church, enrichment, after-school programs, etc.
Absolutely. She's 81. You know, she's out either helping my niece deliver Girl Scout cookies or picking up children to take them to choir rehearsal or usher practice or providing some type of outreach ministry to other seniors in the community.
One thing that a lot of people don't know is that I understand she has some involvement with the late Dr. Charles Schaefer at one time to offer physicals and immunizations to residents of a neighborhood here in Chapel Hill. Tell us about that.
Many years ago, she and Dr. Charles Schaefer started an evening clinic at Chapel Hill Pediatrics in an effort to help residents in South Estes get immunizations and physicals free of charge. And they ran that clinic for many, many years. It was just a way for people that could not necessarily afford it or didn't have insurance to be able to get annual physicals and for students to receive the shots that they needed in order to be able to participate in school sports.
Lori, I know that you've done a lot of great things in the community, and now we know why. Dolores Clark's been such a big inspiration. Everybody should watch out for that blue van. You'll know that Dolores is doing something else good, not only in Carrboro, but all over the whole Chapel Hill Carrboro community.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad that she's WCHL's hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. With the UPS Store Small Business Mailbox Services, your business will have a real street address, package acceptance from all carriers, and the convenience of 24-hour access and call-in mail check. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores in Chapel Hill North, on Fordham Boulevard, and in Meadowmont.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
And if you're waking up this morning expecting to see some snow out there, sorry, didn't get anything, and I think that's actually a good thing. It is 35 degrees right now. We're safely above freezing this morning. Look for a high today of about 45 degrees. Partly sunny today. Tonight, clear, cold with a low in the low 20s, and then tomorrow with sunshine. And today, pretty much like today, high in the middle 40s. We don't have any chance of precipitation in the forecast at all until probably Thursday afternoon. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News.